we are joined today by one of the new companies that's cranking away. And Chris, it's good to have you again.
Hey, great to be here.
As the Chief Marketing Officer of Volitic. It seems like every time I turn around, I'm reading something new about Volitic. Exciting new stuff, which is great.
It is. You know, it's very exciting.
So this would be a good chance to get a better feel for where you guys are at and what you're doing. Funny, this morning, actually, I was meeting with one of the really big vendors who was showing me that they had integrated Wearable.
Yes.
And they were showing one company, and I said, excuse me, are you just linking directly, or have you begun to look at a company like Volitic? It's an aggregator, which sort of stunned me. So, you know, it's nice to see that not only you're growing, but I can see a ton of opportunities. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and where you're at.
Yeah, and so for the listeners as well, I'll do a quick little, who is Volitic,
right,
and then talk a little bit more about what we're up to and talking about what's going on at HIMSS for us as well. So for those folks that don't know about Volitic, Volitic is the industry's leading digital health platform. What we do is we take over device data from 250 different types of devices and apps. These are devices like blood glucose meters, spirometers, apps, fitness trackers, and that data, and we will take that data and we'll normalize it and standardize it to make it actionable for our clients. And so who are some of those clients? And the clients are hospitals and health systems and EMR vendors like Meditech and Cerner and InterSystems. And then there's also wellness companies that will talk about taking the data, using the data, and to run wellness programs. And then what's been exciting is recently pharma organizations and CROs are starting to take the data and use it to run clinical trials. And so our industry is in an exciting place right now, and it's great for Volitic to be a part of it right now.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about what you got to earlier, which is you've aggregated 250 different devices. So, and I know I've been at your website and things, it's fairly easy to then connect to Volitic, right? So then you can get access,
yes,
to that big pipe to pull what you want. Is that sort of how
it works? Yeah, so when you think about the entire universe of what's happening right now with Volitic, is well, we have all these devices, and I'll talk a little bit about a new product that we just launched as well. It's pretty exciting. It even expands the ecosystem even more. But we have hundreds of clients right now that with a client population reach of about 223 million in 47 countries. And we wake up every day with the one focus. That's what we do, is we take that data, we'll aggregate it, we'll integrate it. Frost & Sullivan just recently gave us an award for best healthcare information interoperability. And that's really what is exciting of what's going on right now in the industry.
And you mentioned also you normalize the data, because they're all sort of coming in from these different devices. So you help to ensure that what's coming out on the other side to the user is
That's a great question, because that is really a lot of the value that Volitic brings. And it was interesting even today in a session, Dr. Joe Kavadar from Partners Healthcare was giving a great talk, and he's certainly a thought leader in the space. And he was talking about connected health and the Internet of healthy things. And he said in his presentation, he flashed up a slide. He says, really, there's a lot of needs right now that the market has to be able to be transformed. But there's a company out there. He cited Volitic, put a Volitic slide up there, and it showed just what you outlined about how Volitic is integrating all this data and trying to normalize it. Because you think about, let's just use steps for an example. You know, steps from a Fitbit are different than steps from a Jawbone. And we're taking, you know, blood pressure monitors, blood glucose devices, all of that data coming off the devices is coming off a little bit differently. So what a hospital like Kaiser or Sutter Health or UPMC, one of our, you know, these are clients of ours, what they don't want to do is they don't want to spend time, money, and resources worrying about device, you know, maintenance and integration and interoperability. They just want to plug into one, you know, one solution like a Volitic, and they're done, and they don't have to think about it.
And also, as a provider, they want to ensure that what the feed they're getting is the right feed. It's the right data. So you're ensuring that as well as you pull this stuff through.
Yeah, so we're an FDA Class 1 medical device data delivery system. And so all of that information is highly just de-identified. It comes through in a certain way. It's all HIPAA compliant. And it comes through in an actionable way. I mean, that is the key for us, because if data just for data's sake is not going to get this industry really accelerated. And so that's why we spend time with our development team and to really make this data actionable. And whether that comes right into the EHR, whether it comes into a patient portal, whether it comes into a population health analytics tool, it's really, you know, that's why we see so many different types of clients who are trying to solve that data aggregation integration, and they come to find a Volitic and they say, great, you've already done that. You've already done that part.
Right, and just plug in. And I look at this from a population health perspective, and I say to myself, so much of healthcare is outside of the care, for the walls of the care system. And so that data is just incredibly useful, I would imagine, providers. I mean, I always tell them this, whether it's actually understanding what's happening with them, but also sort of giving you insights into how they live so you can better interact with them as well to try and drive behavior in a certain way.
Yeah, that's great insight. And that's exactly what we're seeing as well. Again, Dr. Joe Caveda wrote an article just on Friday talking about, hey, doctors, it's time for us to really think about patient-generated health data and not think of it as bad, okay, and really start to embrace that idea of this could be very interesting information. And what we're seeing a lot of our hospitals and health providers and working with doctors is saying, okay, guess what? If I have a certain part of my population that is trying to create a patient profile, and I want to know they might be diabetic, so I want to know their blood glucose reading, I want to know their weight, I want to know have they been active, and so they're starting to triangulate a lot of this data to build these profiles so that they can take the data in an easy way to make decisions on. And that's what's exciting for us, because again, data just for data's sake is not going to get us to where we need to go.
The other area I find interesting is you're actually a consumer-centric program, because when I think about, let's talk about someone with diabetes. So the old days was, we're gonna monitor these people in their home, and everyone's got to have the same device.
Mm.
And now you're essentially allowing the consumer to be a BYOD.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah. Great. You're on your game today. This is fantastic.
I've been in this field for a long time.
I was gonna say, man. these are very insightful questions, and this is really exciting, because we are a device agnostic and platform agnostic digital health platform. That's what has to be. That's what the industry needs us to be. And so much of the care is being done outside the four walls of the hospital. You know, we can't have a hospital trying to run, you know, special population health analytics, but only people using iOS. You know,
right.
That just can't happen. I mean, you think about, and there's a whole bunch of market correlations about, you know, looking at the data and the need for these folks with chronic conditions and trying to help them. Well, they might be on Android. Okay, so we have to make sure that that what we're delivering is agnostic. And, and that's what we do, and that's why so many of the organizations like working with us.
And so, I mean, I think of thousands of use cases for what you've got.
Right.
So there's the wellness use case you talked about, you know, fitness trackers. There's the chronic disease management use case. We're going to manage people with diabetes or asthma or some other heart failure in their home. And then you have maybe even really heavy in-home monitoring.
Yes.
But I know you've got some stuff you recently announced regarding when you don't have something that necessarily feeds into the system. Is that right?
Right, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that.
This was really interesting. We just launched a product called Vital Snap at the Consumer Electronics Show last month, and candidly, our phone's been ringing off the hook with this thing, which is if you think about, you know, today, you know, kids are using Snapchat, folks are taking pictures of their check for deposits or just to review their financial data, and what this is an app that will live on your phone, but again, it'll live in a hospital's or health system's app. Okay, so again, Validic is behind the scenes, business-to-business play, but we're trying to help our clients further their patient engagement strategies and their insights. And so this really is as simple as using your phone, looking at the device, it's a blood glucose meter, etc. Pick any device. You will hover your phone over the device reading after taking it, and you take a picture. And so it uses OCR, patented technology for health device data, and it is really that simple. I could show you this here. I know we're hearing most of this from our audience, but I mean, it is that simple. It's very exciting.
So you can essentially tell an individual, no, you already have a weight scale in your home. You don't need to buy a Bluetooth-enabled one one that's linked into your system.
That's
and
right.
And you could take a picture of yourself weighing yourself on the scale, and that will feed through your system to the provider,
that's
EMR
exactly
or something.
That's exactly right.
Awesome.
And when you think about it, you know, and again, part of what drove it was that there's probably 70% of all the devices out there today are not connected, okay, because they've been in homes for years. You know, they're old devices. They're not Bluetooth-enabled. So this solution, Validic's Vital Snap, allows you to do just that. and now the doctors are able to see the data. You know, again, you think about all those folks, those patients who keep track of logs on the, you know, right, and try to bring that in. No, this is done. You take a picture of it, it's done and sent off immediately and used.
Wow. And I come from the Medicaid space where I did a lot of disease management. Medicaid, and it always was, well, they just don't have this stuff.
True.
So, but they do have some of these things, but maybe they don't have the latest and greatest gadget that's LinkedIn, but you can now serve the underserved populations with your product by a product like that.
Yeah, what do you want to tell the underserved population? Now go out and spend $150 on a device just so it can be Bluetooth connected?
Right.
We don't want to have them do that, right? We want to be able to say, it's simple, you already have a device, mm-hmm, here's Validic Vital Snap, use it, click it, boom, you're done.
Well, fantastic. We're coming up on the last minute or so of the show today.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you coming in today. What booth are you guys in if people want to come talk to you?
Yeah,
or?
So we are, I talked about us being agnostic. We are booth agnostic here
so
at HIMSS.
So, yeah,
so we have a small army of folks meeting with clients. We were in the Philips booth. Philips is a new client of ours. That was a new announcement. And they wanted us to come into their booth. And so we spent some time talking about our solution earlier. We've been in the Meditech booth. We've been in the Cerner booth. We've been in a lot of different booths. So we are moving around, meeting with companies.
So people want to get a hold of you. What should they do?
They should call or email hello@validic.com.
Perfect.
Email hello@validic.com.
Well,
thanks for having me.
Thanks
appreciate
so much
it
for joining us this week on Health Innovation Media.
Yeah, thank you.